Hello, welcome to the pre-show. This is the first day of May, man. May Day, baby. May Day, this is the day that all the communist countries, if there are any communist countries left, there are no communist countries left, really. Even though there's a certain segment of people in our country that go, communists, you know, be careful of the communists, because the communists this and the communists that, and there's another communist. The communist, motherfucking communists hadn't run a country since the, 1980s? What about Cuba? Whatever, man. You know, I mean, Cuba, what is communism anyway? The state owns everything. That's what communism is. So that we don't have any communism in America because the state doesn't own every motherfucking thing. However, some motherfuckers think the state can fuck with things like private ownership, land ownership, maybe even public ownership, that the state can go in and fuck with you and the shit you own and the way you do shit and the way you worship and who you fuck. That is what some people think the state ought to be able to do. That's not communism. That's just being a fucking asshole. How about that? I won't use fascism because people are, oh, there you go again with that. Right. I told you, you know, one guy said I compared Trump to Hitler, and this dude said, oh, Hitler again. I said, yeah, reality again. Yeah, you know, history again. Yeah, oh, accurate comparison again. You know, me being too fucking smart for you again. Anyway, so communism is not anything that that really exists in any real sense anymore. There, what's left over from communism is the, like in Russia, the oligarchy, bunch of rich motherfuckers basically running shit. So who knows? I mean, you know, all this shit's coming down at this point in my life. By the way, I was watching some chick dancing on Instagram. It's the Bristol, it's the Northern Soul Bristol Club. Is that the name of it? Bristol Northern Soul Club. I'm fascinated with this group of people who dance to mid-60s style R&B and are the most freewheeling, fun people you've ever seen in your life. I mean, they really look like they're having a good time. And there's one chick that runs it is a great dancer. And I was going to make a point here. Now I don't know what it is. The music just is a throwback. I mean, it just takes me back, you know. Listening to the music that these cats dance to, so check them out, man. They're on Instagram, and the lady that runs the whole—I guess you could say she's the founder of the club, the Bristol Northern Soul Club. And Northern Soul goes back in Britain. It goes back many years. Goes back at least 50. One of the proponents or major performers of Northern Soul in England was a former member of the Flamingos. I forget this chap's name, but he became very popular on the Northern Soul circuit in Great Britain. And this was back in the 70s. So anyway, not going to beat that into the ground. What else we got going on here, man? So, oh God, I got so much shit. So much shit to report to you guys when the time is right. I really do. You will not fucking believe it. It's not bad. It's all good. By the way, as I mentioned the show, we found another case of Phil Hendry legacy shot glasses. So climb on board that shit. Is it too late? God damn it. What time is it? It's late here on the West Coast, man. Which means it's even later where you guys are, which is likely maybe on the East Coast. Okay.